Today's sermon is entitled, The Wounds of the Past and Present. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pray. Our Lord God, of our grateful hearts, minds, spirits, and souls, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. For me, one of the most fascinating words in the English language is the word liminal. L-I-M-I-N-A-L, liminal. When we are in a liminal place, we are occupying a position at, or on both sides of, a boundary or a threshold. We're seemingly past the first step, but not yet at the next one. We're in the middle of things, not quite looking back, but also not quite looking forward either. In this week's gospel text, Jesus is on his way to meet his fate in Jerusalem on the cross, and Luke says Jesus is between Samaria and Galilee. But there's a problem with that location, because unlike the walls and fences and dividers in the West Bank today, back in biblical times, there was nothing of the sort. There was just nothing there, just open countryside. So I think when Luke says Jesus was between Samaria and Galilee, it's just a fancy way of saying that Jesus is at the border. Now, I grew up in a town that was settled at the confluence of three counties, Boulder, Adams, and Weld County. This made for a lot of unusual bedfellows. Boulder County had good schools and was wealthy as home to the University of Colorado and had a lot of high-tech investment. So if you lived on that side of town, things were all right. Adams County was poorer, and the fire districts made so that if you lived on a farm and the fire trucks reached you in about, oh, say, 20 minutes from the time that you called. And Weld County? Well, Weld County literally extends from the Wyoming border to some 60 miles south. In other words, from Broomfield, which is in Metro Denver, Weld County goes all the way to the Wyoming border. So if you live close to Broomfield, but not quite in Boulder County, you might live in Pony Estates, a wealthy bunch of houses with horse farms. But come winter, even though you were within spitting distance of the Boulder County line, because you were in Weld County, it might often take a week or more to get a snowplow out to where you lived. I'm telling you all of this because life at a border is complex and way different than we might experience here in Greenland. And liminal spaces, borders, lines, they have implications for our lives. Now, Jesus meets folks in a liminal space of a border. 10 men approach him, and they ask him to have mercy on them. They're lepers seeking healing, and they too are at a border, but not a geographic one. They're at the border of being between clean and unclean. They don't want to be on the ritually unclean side. They want and they need to be healed. They're tired of being separated from family and friends with this stigma. And then Jesus shows up. These lepers know who Jesus is and what he could do for him. They call him master, says our text. And so Jesus and the lepers, they're at this threshold where everything could change, where the lepers themselves believe things will change. Maybe they know that Jesus is all about the liminal, that he likes being in the borderlands. Jesus seems to be all about crossing boundaries, both physical and theoretical, theological for that matter. he's willing to cross one boundary to another, and heal these 10 men. So Jesus tells the lepers to go and see the priest. And then they're healed as they went. And they're ecstatic. They're no longer in the liminal space. They're now in a new space of restoration and acceptance. This should be the end of the story, but we get just a little bit more information. One man, a Samaritan, comes running back to thank Jesus. And to Jesus, this is odd. There were 10 men, so why did only one guy come back to say thanks? We don't know why the other 9 don't return to see Jesus. We do know, however, that this one man realizes that something has changed. As a Samaritan, he would have known a lot about borders. We've talked about Samaritans and how they were viewed. Remember? Okay, I know you do, but let's just review. So the Samaritans are the ones who were defeated by the Assyrians some 700 years before Jesus was born. They worshiped the God of the Jews and they followed Jewish ritual. But because of that one thing, they have been outcast. They have been labeled. They have been excluded from Jewish society as the Judeans and the Southern Kingdom, the House of David and their inheritors interpret it. And so Samaritans know all about what it means to be on the other side of a border. And now, this Samaritan knows that things have dramatically changed for him. He knows what it means to be on the outside, and now he's crossing into a new land, a new liminal space, where he's whole. And so, he gives thanks. We live in a time where people want to put up walls on our various literal and figurative borders. These borders are supposed to determine who's on the right side and who isn't. We don't want to mix things up, do we? We'd rather not live in liminal states. We like to know and have certainty in our lives. And it's the same way when we go to make assumptions about and categorize people. Citizens over here, immigrants over there, Democrats over here, Republicans over there, Patriots fans over here, Bill Sands over there. We don't want to be on the threshold of anything when it comes to ordering our world. We want things and people in their proper places. We fought wars over this, haven't we? We've passed legislation over this, haven't we? But the question is whether we are repeating the laws or the wars of the 1860s or the 1890s or the 1960s. Liminal spaces, indeed. In my growing up in Broomfield, the spaces were also not marked explicitly. But the white-collar folks lived in Boulder County, the working class in Adams County. And the poorest folks, Pony Estates accepted, of course, but the poorest folks lived out in the fields of Weld County. Tenant farming was still a thing when I went to school. And it wasn't pretty. Liminal spaces were present. And they were enforced by social mores and the tacit rules of real estate. And all the kids knew it. Being at the threshold or the frontier is something that Jesus was familiar with. And in this passage, he's on the way to Jerusalem where he's going to suffer and die. And each stop along the way, however, is part of a process. A process that brings him closer and closer to a moment where, for Jesus, everything will change. Jesus not just understands, but Jesus is living the liminal. I want to leave you with these final thoughts. Jesus has always been at the borders, at the threshold. It seems to be where Christ is found, isn't it? But what about us? Where are we? Are we willing to live at the border? Today, there's people who are forced, like the lepers, to live in a separate land where they're all alone. Is God calling us to cross boundaries? To be willing to live in the liminal in order to bring healing? Broomfield, by the way, eventually formed its own city and county by special act of the legislature. People don't want to remember the days of the liminal space anymore. But at my class reunions, it's still there. Because the kids knew it then, and the adults still live it now. You know what I'm talking about? When will the healing begin to sink in? And who are we telling about it? Thanks be to God. Amen.